Hi, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and wow, am I excited. I'm here with Katie Hughes to talk about an incredible Divine Mercy event.
You can join us Saturday, October 26th at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Costa Mesa. It's from 9 to 4:30 p.m.
How many of you love the Norbertine Order and the Norbertine priests? They are so incredible. Well, this is at a Norbertine parish, and Father Augustine Pugner will be there as one of the speakers.
We have Father Claude Williams, Father Jacob Shea, Kathleen Beckman, and Donna Lee. And we have Deacon Steve Greco.
Wow, it is going to be amazing. Again, Saturday, October 26th at St. John the Baptist from 9 to 4:30 p.m. It will change your life as you learn more about how much God loves you through His divine mercy.
For more information, contact us at info@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's info@spiritfilledhearts.org or call 949-514-5028. That's 949-514-5028. You can also visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org, and register there.
We'll see you there. God bless you all.
Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And wow, am I excited. There is a gentleman sitting next to me who I think is on the road to be saint. I really do, because we're all called to be saints and very holy. But Greg Merrick is a Catholic school advocate. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Thank you very much, Deacon Steve. Thank you for having me.
And we're talking about Catholic education, a precious ministry. You know, parochial schools have really been a pillar for the U.S. educational system for over 100 years. Like all things precious, they are of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. But like so many different things, they're under siege right now. And there's an issue going on at a very important school in Orange County. And what is the name of that school?
Cornelia Connolly School. And, go Koalas.
Yes. Awesome. And what's going on with it?
Well, last week, the board of directors made a very difficult decision to close the school. After years of structural deficits, the sponsoring order and the board of directors believed there was no responsible decision other than to close the school.
And the reason for that was in terms of monetarily or?
Right. It was really financial reasons. I mean, the mission and all the good that the school accomplishes has never been stronger. But after really a decade or more of enrollment declines, it's been difficult to make ends meet. So there's a financial obligation that the board has to meet and the sisters need to meet. And that was one that's was an outcome that wasn't clear based on.
But we know, my brothers and sisters, you are on Empowered by the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, all things are possible. As the angel Gabriel told the Blessed Mother, told Mary, that with God, all things are possible. And the bottom line is this, is that we want to save this school, correct?
Absolutely.
And this is the reason for this show, is really the focus on what can we do to help save Connolly. And tell us about more about the school and how long has it been in existence and what grades and so forth.
Well, Cornelia Connolly School was founded in Anaheim in 1961. For over 50 years, it's educated young women and inspired them to change the world. It is an all-girls school. Its sister schools are Rosary Academy and Servite High School in Anaheim. And its point of distinction really is that it is a first-rate school at every level. It has a rigorous college prep curriculum. It's a very inclusive environment, and there's a diverse student body. And the school has provided so much opportunity in the form of scholarships that's one of the reasons that the financial situation is as dire as it is, because almost 60% of our student body receive need-based scholarships, enabling to them to have top-quality education that they might not otherwise be able to have.
What do you see as the value of Catholic education and value at this particular school?
Well, there's so many to cite. I don't know where to begin, but I think I would like to kind of go back to Cornelia Connolly herself, because when she founded her religious order and her first school back in the 1800s, she was an innovator. The fact that education for girls at the time was really, for most girls, was unheard of. She actually made that mainstream. And many of the innovations that she introduced then, like commitment to theater and dance and the arts, as well as a rigorous curriculum in the classics, is something that's still carried on by Holy Child schools today, and in particular Cornelia Connolly School. And I think that helps not only create well-rounded young women to face the problems of the future, but it also instills in them a commitment to service, which is so important in our world today.
Now, you're married, right?
I am.
And how long have you been married?
17 years.
Wonderful. And how many children?
2 children.
Okay. And how old are they?
My daughter is 16 and is currently a sophomore at Cornelia Connolly School. And my son is 11 and attends St. Angelo Merici School in Brea.
Wonderful. So you've had a lot of firsthand experience with Catholic education.
Through my children, yes, and personally.
And where did you go?
Well, I'm a product of public schools, mm-hmm. but I attended Loyola Marymount University for my undergraduate degree.
Mm. I think I know that school. I graduated from there.
Really? Go Lions.
Go Lions, exactly. I was just, as a little sidebar here, I graduated in 1972. Don't do the math now. But I was the last class that was just Loyola. Mm-hmm. You know, the women were there, but I think the next year it became Loyola Marymount. But it really shaped my life as a deacon and really taught me about the fact that Jesus loves us unconditionally. It taught me about the power of the Holy Spirit. It taught me about how to tie in life and everyday living as it relates to living out my faith, and that's a big part of what Catholic education is all about.
I second that. It was my experience at Loyola Marymount that really helped me adopt a broad view about our culture, society, problems of the world, and integrate that into my daily life. And I'm absolutely doing that in my career as an education administrator.
So, yeah, and tell us about your career.
Well, for the last 20 years, I've worked in education, typically as a president at the college or university level. But about 5 years ago, I made the switch to early childhood education because I recognized how fundamental the ages of 0 to 5 are in forming the foundation for children to be outstanding citizens.
Well, one of the things that's so important, my brothers and sisters, is that we have to support education and Catholic education in general. And yet Catholic education is definitely under siege. Tell us about what's going on nationally.
Well, I think the peak of Catholic education in the U.S. was in the 1960s. At the time, there were 5.2 million students enrolled in Catholic schools. And in 2014, that number is now down to 1.8 million. So cut by more than half. The number of elementary schools in the U.S. has actually reduced by half. Just in the last 10 years, enrollment in Catholic elementary schools has dropped by 20%. So it's a siege in the sense that this pillar of U.S. education is becoming diminished. And it's really important to think innovatively and protectively to ensure that this resource doesn't go away.
What do you think is the issues impacting Catholic education?
Well, there's quite a few that come into play, but I would think that, in general, declining church membership and attendance has something to do with it. There are fewer people with a stronger affinity to their local parish, which is like a natural feeder to the local parish school. Another issue is declining vocations. For decades, the church relied on new priests and nuns as a steady flow of administrators and teachers in Catholic schools. And now that there are fewer vocations, that channel has essentially stopped or reduced to a trickle. So we need to hire on the outside. And that adds to financial difficulties with higher costs. And I think the economy might have something to do with it, because everyone needs to prioritize. You have to make your budget work. And if you already have less of an affinity, perhaps, or recognize the value in Catholic education, that might be easier to cut. So it's really a combination of declining enrollment and rising costs, which is spelling trouble for Catholic education.
For me, my brothers and sisters, Deacon Steve Greco on the show with Greg Merrick, who is a Catholic school advocate. We're talking about Cornelia Connolly School for Women, high school for women in Anaheim. And right now we need to raise money, and we're going to be talking about that and how to do that in order to keep the school afloat, correct?
That's correct.
And when is it scheduled to end?
End of June 2020.
Okay, so between now and, you know, we want to try and raise this money, and how much is it?
The overall need, the immediate need is $3 million. We are segmenting the fundraising effort to $1.9 million by December 31st, 2019. But we want to continue to strengthen the school's financial position so it can ensure its legacy in the future, retire debt, fund an endowment, and thrive for years to come.
And we'll be talking about this in all the segments. But if you're motivated by the Holy Spirit, as we pray you are, there is a GoFundMe page where?
At www.gofundme.com/f/save-Connolly.
Or they can go directly to Connolly.
They can go to saveconnolly.org, or you can go to gofundme.com and just search Save Connolly.
Awesome. Awesome. And again, my brothers and sisters, this school is making a gigantic difference, as Catholic schools make a huge difference. Now, how can Catholic schools buck this trend of declining enrollment?
Well, you know, because I have a business background, I think of things in the lens of consumer behavior. And like any school or consumer product or service, Catholic schools need to fundamentally embrace innovation, differentiate their offerings, and communicate those messages effectively. For something as unique and powerful as a Catholic education, that message or that point of difference is really the school's charism, that unique gift when powerfully conveyed that makes the school's value proposition irresistible for families.
It's so important, my brothers and sisters, to get a Catholic education. Catechesis is absolutely critical. If you were to interview most Catholics, the question is, how much do they know about their own Catholic faith? How much do they know why being a Catholic is so critical? Understanding the sacraments, understanding the true presence of the Eucharist, understanding why we believe in Catholic social justice, and why do we believe in what we believe in. It's absolutely critical. And in Catholic education, you get that awareness of and the teaching as to what we believe in, which is so critical.
Absolutely.
And so the bottom line is that I know for me, it made a gigantic difference going to a Catholic university, but certainly grade school and high schools, you know, so important as it relates to formation, which is really important. Now, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk more about how you can make a difference in Catholic education, and in particular, Cornelia Connolly High School in Anaheim. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're going to be right back to talk more about Catholic education, a precious ministry.
Coming Saturday, October 26th, join us at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Costa Mesa for a Divine Mercy Conference presented by Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. Speakers include Kathleen Beckman, Father Augustine Puckner, Father Claude Williams, Father Jacob Shea, Deacon Steve Greco, and Donna Lee. Divine Mercy can change the face of the world. Register for this conference on Saturday, October 26th by going online to spiritfilledhearts.org or shoot us an email at info@spiritfilledhearts.org.
Here's an important message from Deacon Steve Greco of Empowered by the Spirit and Joe Shirippa of 40 Days for Life.
40 Days for Life is making such a huge difference.
40 Days for Life is an international campaign whose goal is to end abortion as we know it. Our approach is one of a peaceful, prayerful, consistent vigil over a 40-day period, community outreach, and fasting. And we're going to be in over 500 cities. It started off as one campaign, and now we've grown to over 500 cities.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ for what he is doing to protect the unborn.
To find the local 40 Days for Life campaign, you go to 40daysforlife.com, and then there'll be a drop-down, search in my area.
Pray for 40 Days for Life. Be part of this very, very important campaign.
Thank you, Joe and Deacon Steve. Again, please visit 40daysforlife.com and let your voice be heard.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're back on Empowered by the Spirit with a true advocate of Catholic education, a true warrior for Christ, a wonderful man I'm just getting to know more, Greg Merrick. He is a Catholic school advocate. You've had, again, just a tremendous background as it relates to education. Tell us more about your background.
Well, I think that I thank my parents for instilling that appreciation for education in my core. My parents didn't have a lot of opportunity to pursue an education. They grew up in Poland before the war, and during the war, they were teenagers, and everything really stopped for them because priorities changed. And after the war, life was miserable. If you were young, looking to start your life in a country that lost its freedom, there was nothing there. So my dad first came by himself. He actually sailed on the Queen Mary to come to the U.S. for the first time.
Wow.
I know. It's like when I drive by, it reminds me of him and the sacrifices he made and the courage that it took to make that voyage. And he established himself in the U.S. And once he got a solid footing, returned to Poland, met my mom, got married, and together they started their family here.
Oh, that's just awesome. And then in terms of your own personal background, how has education made such a big difference for you?
Well, when I was in business school at USC, I was looking at various, you know, career directions that were interesting to me. And I looked at the typical ones like management consulting, and at the time the dot-com boom was the big thing, but none of them really spoke to me. Like I wanted to be able to integrate causes that were passionate to me in my daily work. I didn't want to make that a hobby, but I wanted to make it my vocation. And at the time I then discovered education. I was already something that meant a lot to me, but the thought of actually focusing my career in education seemed to check all the boxes and seemed to be the right fit. And I began my career 20 years ago in education.
And what was that career?
At the time, I was actually running a small network of learning centers, neighborhood learning centers, to benefit children who were both looking for additional challenge or were struggling in school and looking to get ahead. And that was my first foray into leading teams, managing businesses, and it was an incredible opportunity. From that, I had an opportunity to broaden my scope and manage national operations for a company that provided summer camps for children across the country. And about 5 years after that, I joined a small private college as president and took it from a kind of a struggling institution focused specifically in fashion. And we broadened the scope to include art and design, interactive media, and even culinary. And it became one of the fastest growing institutions in that particular network of schools.
And what made it so successful? What did you do?
We established our identity. We created a value proposition and we communicated it. And it was compelling to potential students. And then they started flocking to our doors.
Which is awesome. And so tell us about the value proposition of Catholic education, in particular Cornelia Connolly School in Anaheim.
Well, I think that on the one level, any good school has to be able to provide children with a solid fundamental education in basic topics. But I think more specifically in the Catholic education realm, it provides a tradition rooted in faith and helps children integrate faith into their daily lives. That is something that is incredibly powerful and needed today. And it's something that the Catholic education or Catholic schools do better than anyone else.
which is so critical, my brothers and sisters. Jesus told us in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. He told us in John 15 that he is the vine, we are the branches. Apart from him, we can do nothing. In fact, he says, remain in me and I will remain in you. When you're involved in Catholic education, it's very important that we understand that the education isn't just about the typical academic subjects. It's more of a comprehensive approach to life, because after all, our spiritual being is ultimately the most important part of life, and understanding where we fit in as it relates to eternity and why the Catholic Church is so critical, why the sacraments are so critical, and really understanding our faith. And, you know, the reality is we are in, I call, a crisis mode, especially as it relates to young people and the number of people leaving the church. But the young people who identify themselves as Catholics, 70% of them who are confirmed do not identify themselves as Catholics by the time they're 29 years of age. And so the bottom line is this. With so many of those that are confirmed and say mostly as a sophomore, by the time they hit 29, they're basically saying, I don't see myself as Catholic. That has to change. And Catholic education is a huge part of that change.
Absolutely. I think, though, that you know, everyone's faith journey is different. And it's not uncommon for there to be that desert period where people are actually learning about themselves and learning life and possibly experiencing life without the gentle reminder of God's love and regular church attendance and adherence to Catholic teaching on a regular basis. But I think the reason Catholic education is so important is it becomes knitted into the fabric of that person's soul. And even if it's neglected for some time, it makes it possible for people to come back to it and then integrate it and allow it to flourish in the future.
Which is absolutely so critical. And tell us specifically about Cornelia Connolly School. Tell us about the curriculum and the environment. And again, why is this such an important school to keep alive? And we're going to, again, emphasize the fact we're looking for donations for this school. But go ahead.
Well, first of all, it's all girls. As a parent of both a boy and a girl, I can tell you, boys and girls are different. Girls really thrive.
Can I quote you on that, by the way?
You may. Not terribly unique, but absolutely.
No, it's true, though.
But the reason it's so fundamentally important for girls is because it allows them to be themselves. There isn't the need to impress, whether it's overt or more subtle. There isn't a need to impress. And even if it's, I think because boys and girls are so different, and boys generally are more gregarious or outgoing, sometimes that can cause girls to shy back a little bit. And in an all-girls setting, that's just muted. It's off the table. And as a result, girls can learn to develop stronger confidence, assertiveness, and learn to thrive in an environment where that's just not an issue. And it helps them become better students and citizens, frankly.
So Cornelia Connolly, tell us about that particular curriculum and what do they emphasize?
Well, the curriculum is college prep, and virtually all graduates, if not all graduates, continue on into college after graduation. And they're prepared to succeed not only in a rigorous college curriculum, but also bring the tradition of service and thinking of a bigger world beyond themselves perspective to their college experience and beyond.
Which is so important that Catholic education provides that comprehensive experience of how to live life as a Catholic, but how to be successful, too, as it relates to going on to college. And so the academics are very, very strong. Tell us about the academic ratings and so forth.
Well, I can tell you from my own daughter's experience, she's pushing herself harder than I've ever seen her push herself. She is taking 5 years of math in 4 years of college. She's looking for a way to squeeze 3 years of AP classes in 2 years left.
Wow.
And, you know, she has very ambitious sights to attend Stanford University potentially and pursue a career in neuroscience. And I think that the school that she's at right now is going to go a long way towards developing that ambition and successfully achieving that goal.
So did you see this coming as it relates to the school potentially closing? I mean, have you known about this, or was this kind of a sudden thing?
Well, I had suspicions, as I think all parents did, just in very subtle ways. Like, for example, in the school's auditorium, they have beautiful pictures of all the graduating classes taken as a group hanging on the wall since the first graduating class in 64 up until 2018. And you can judge the size of the school based on the size of those graduating classes. And you can see over the years, the number of students in those photographs have changed. They've gone up, they've gone down. But most notably in the last 10 years, the number of students in those photographs have gone down.
So this is so important to understand, that we must be advocates for Catholic education. We must be advocates to, and whatever we can do to get our children involved in Catholic education, literally at any level, all the way through college, I believe. It's so, so important. So now we're in a situation where they're talking about closing the school at the end of the school year. And what is the goal again?
Our goal and for the immediate term is $1.9 million by December 31st. We're not stopping there. We wish to raise about $3 million before this school year is up. And eventually, our sights are set on $10 million or more so that we can retire debt, fund an endowment, and ensure this school's legacy for decades to come.
Now, the Holy Spirit is working on many of you listening in, and we're on 48 radio stations. So no matter where you are as you're listening in, you can make a difference. Now, I will tell you, you know, we know the parable of the man who put the grain in the barns and said, okay, now I can eat, drink, and be merry. And the Lord said, you know, how foolish are you, for tomorrow you die. The point I'm making is that use your resources, your time, talent, and treasure to make a difference now. You know, and so many people are afraid to give and, oh, well, gee, I have to save and so forth. And yes, you do have to save. But when the Holy Spirit touches you, no one can outdo God's generosity. No one can outdo when you say yes to the Lord and you give from your heart, because the Lord loves a cheerful giver. The Lord will bless you. The Lord is saying, as he said in Malachi, test me, because when you test me and just know that I am going to deliver, which is absolutely critical to understand, that God will bless you. And we see this in Malachi 3, verse 10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, and see if I do not open the floodgates of heaven for you and pour down upon you blessings without measure. Blessings without measure. And so that's exactly what the Lord does. I believe very strongly that there are people listening in who want to donate to keep the Cornelia Connolly School afloat. And how do they do that?
They can go to GoFundMe.com and search Save Connolly, and it'll show up right there. They can also go to CorneliaConnollySchool.org and scroll to the bottom to online giving and donate directly to the school.
Amen, amen. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to talk more about the precious jewel, the precious treasure of Catholic education. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and wow, am I excited. I'm here with Katie Hughes to talk about an incredible Divine Mercy event.
You can join us Saturday, October 26th at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Costa Mesa. It's from 9 to 4:30 p.m.
How many of you love the Norbertine Order and the Norbertine priests? They are so incredible. Well, this is at a Norbertine parish, and Father Augustine Hugner will be there as one of the speakers.
We have Father Claude Williams, Father Jacob Shea, Kathleen Beckman, and Donna Lee. And we have Deacon Steve Greco.
Wow, it is going to be amazing. Again, Saturday, October 26th at St. John the Baptist from 9 to 4:30 p.m. It will change your life as you learn more about how much God loves you through His divine mercy.
For more information, contact us at info@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's info@spiritfilledhearts.org or call 949-514-5028. That's 949-514-5028. You can also visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org, and register there.
We'll see you there. God bless you all. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're talking about Catholic education, a precious ministry, and we're talking about Cornelia Connolly High School for Women in Anaheim, California, and how right now, due to financial reasons, it's scheduled to close after starting in 1964 and doing so many incredible things. It's a Catholic college prep curriculum. It is making a huge difference, and Greg Merrick is here, who is a parent advocate and Catholic school advocate, and we're talking about the fact that what a difference Catholic schools make to build our faith. The greatest journey in the world is 18 inches. Do you know what that is, Greg?
I have a feeling it might be head to heart.
Amen, amen, amen. And when you have Catholic education, the bottom line is this: your ability to go from head to heart goes up dramatically, because solid Catholic education isn't just about academics, albeit its academics are really second to none, in my opinion.
That's correct.
But it's about combining the spirituality, combining our soul, combining our heart. So taking the academics from your head into your heart to apply it to life lessons is absolutely critical.
Absolutely. And to your comment about faith, I have been witness to the faith of all of the parents, the students, the staff, the alumni, the friends that have come together, banned by this cause, to respect the decision to close the school, but not give up without a fight. And the fact that we are not focusing on what we don't have, but recognizing that we all have to come together to solve this problem, this crisis, and in so doing, preserve a legacy for decades to come. We have been it's really heartwarming to see how everyone's faith is coming together, like Matthew 17:20, where it's small, but they're not letting that stand in the way, that they're ready to move a mountain, and we're starting to make progress.
My brothers and sisters, with God, all things are possible. And you just heard the Matthew quote, and we know in looking at the Gospel of Mark, we know to have faith, as it says in Mark 11, verse 22, have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says that this mountain be lifted up and thrown in the sea, does not doubt in his heart, believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for you. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you'll receive it, and it shall be yours. And I believe. Do you believe?
I believe.
I believe. We believe with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our might. And I believe, and the Lord just gave me, and there's someone listening in right now with a confirmation within your heart that the Lord has told you to write a six-figure check. A six-figure check to this school, and you can write that check at www.connollyschoolanaheim.org, directly online, go down to online giving. You can write this check to www.gofundme.com/f/saveConnolly, and bottom line is that write that check, because the bottom line is this: no one outdoes God's generosity. It's absolutely amazing. The Lord has told me so many times, the Lord has said, how much do you love me? Do you trust me? Jesus, I trust in you. We want to hold on to our material things, and that's fine. But when God gives you that anointing, when he touches you and says, step out in faith, step out boldly in faith and walk in me and see what happens. And when that happens, great miracles happen in your life. Amen.
Amen.
I will have to tell you a story that I gave a large sum of money, which to me at the time, a very large sum of money. I was kind of in debt. He had a lot of credit card bills, three kids in school, to an Catholic organization. And 2 weeks later, I get a check in the mail from another organization saying that there had been, you know, an error or so forth. And they funded me, gave me a check for literally almost identically the same amount of money that I'd given before. And so I only say that because I didn't expect anything in return. I don't believe in talking about, you know, the prosperity gospel and so forth that sometimes you hear in other religions. No, I don't believe that. But what I do believe is that God wants us to give from our heart. And when we give from our heart to what God has anointed us to give, everything changes. And this is one of the most important things we can do is support Catholic education.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'd like to tell you a couple of just stories.
Please.
To that point.
Yes.
We received one donation from a Connolly student who over the years has worked in her parents' restaurant. She earned $10,000 and she gave all of that to this cause.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's another example. I just noticed it yesterday. He's a local boy that we know, and he gave $20. He's a young kid. He's just in college. But the gift, the beauty of that gift, regardless of the amount, it's just so heartwarming that people have affinity to this cause and don't want it to go away.
Give $5. Give $10. Give whatever's in your heart. Give $100,000 or more, give $1 million, whatever it might be, but whatever is in your heart, do it. Follow it, which is really important. What about matching? Anybody matching?
Well, we are actually in need of a generous donor who would be interested in sponsoring matching gifts. So that's something that would be very helpful to continue building momentum. Of course, many of us who work for companies that provide matching gifts is also helpful. So if you have that benefit, it would double your generosity if you could tap into it.
Okay, my brothers and sisters, no one can outdo God's generosity. The power of the Holy Spirit. That's why this show is called Empowered by the Spirit. I'm getting all worked up now. Empowered by the Spirit. There is someone out there right now that is going to step forward and be the leader in matching of gifts. And you know who you are. And you're just shaking your head right now going, no, it can't be me. Yes, it is you. Yes, it is you. Step up and call. And what is there a phone number to call? How about your number? Are you willing to give your cell number? Okay, what's your cell?
I will do it. You can call me directly at 714-317-6060.
Say it again.
714-317-6060.
And your name?
Greg Merrick.
Greg Merrick. So ask for Greg, 714-317-6060, and he will help you set up how to be the person that's going to match gifts. And you can put a limit on what the match is, or you can trust God even more and say, guess what? God has blessed me with all of these graces. And yes, my storehouse is full. And so I'm now going to use it to really save the school, Cornelia Connolly High School in Anaheim, California, because I feel anointed to do that. And I am saying yes to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am going to be the person that is going to match gifts. Now, other people out there, obviously you don't have the ability maybe to do that, but you do have the ability to give any amount, correct?
Any amount.
You can give by going directly online at Connolly School, or the GoFundMe page at
GoFundMe.com/F/Connolly or save-Connolly.
Amen. Amen. So very, 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 very important. Now, another critical part is to pray for Catholic education.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is the foundation of everything is prayer. So tell us about that. Do you have rosaries going on? Do you have Divine Mercy chaplets going on? If not, is that something we can start?
So I'm not aware of group efforts forming in those ways. I do know that for the community at Connolly, faith is extremely important. I was just meeting the head of school yesterday, for example, and she mentioned she prays the rosary every day. And I know that she's praying for the success of the school, for the success of this campaign, for the success of our students, so that they not let this issue distract them, but they continue to focus on their studies and make the most of their high school experience. But more prayer is helpful.
So this past Monday, this show is being recorded, is on Facebook Live, Deacon Steve Greco. But bottom line is this, this last Monday, 2 days ago, we had the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And so this is what God has put in my heart. He wants 1,000 rosaries said for Cornelia Connolly Woman's High School, 1,000 rosaries said by the end of the year. So what we're going to ask right now, our radio audience, is to step up and to pray a rosary for this important school and for Catholic education. And we're going to ask that someone steps up to be a point person on organizing this rosary effort. And they can call Greg, and his phone number again is
714-317-6060.
The power of the rosary is absolutely mind-boggling. We can't even comprehend it. And to have 1,000 rosaries said at the time when you're doing this fundraising is critical. The Blessed Mother just put that in my heart. Your thoughts on that?
I'm so deeply touched and moved, I can't even describe it. But I know that everyone that is working for this cause, they need emotional and spiritual strength to carry on undeterred. This is a big goal. This is a goal bigger than this school community has ever pursued in the history of the school, in the history of many schools. But I personally believe so fully and completely that we will accomplish this goal. I know that with prayer and the help of generous donors everywhere, that we will do it.
My brothers and sisters, you will make a difference. You are making a difference by your prayers, by your saying the rosary. Step up, be a leader. Let's organize it, you know, and I'm sure that what we can do is we can get an email out to all the alumni, correct?
Absolutely.
And ask them to begin praying rosary every single day for Cornelia Connolly School and for this goal of, what, $3 million, basically?
That's correct.
And the goal by the end of the year. And so bottom line is that put prayer power and the intercession of our Blessed Mother during the month of October, by the way.
Okay.
You know, because this, when this is being recorded in the month of October, is a very precious month for our Blessed Mother. And again, we just had the celebration for Our Lady of the Rosary. The rosary changes things. The other thing is that the Blessed Mother is our spiritual mother. The Blessed Mother loves education. Who taught Jesus? Joseph, but Mary too, right?
Of course.
And bottom line is this. Think about the education Jesus got just from his parents. And obviously, you know, very, very important. All aspects of education is so critical. My brothers and sisters, you are on Powered by the Spirit. We're talking about Catholic education, a very precious resource. We're going to be right back to talk more about how you can make a difference.
Have you heard music from the tower?
I remember going to play in a competition as a young student, and three of us went from the same school, and we all played the piece exactly the same because our teacher taught us that piece exactly the same. We all changed manuals exactly at the same place. We all used the same registration, and we all tied for third place. So,
catch Music from the Tower with host John Romeri, Saturday nights at 10 on Relevant Radio.
Hey friend, have you heard Trending with Tim Marie? Because we're covering issues you want to get in on.
I should also point out that in all my years of medical training, I never once heard a professor or read an article that described the human person as a spirit creature that inhabits a body.
I think maybe this is a result of too much of fantasy reading here, that I can be my own spirit.
Catch Trending with Tim Marie weekends on Relevant Radio and find us online at radiotrending.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're talking about Catholic education and precious ministry with Greg Merrick, and we're talking about keeping alive Cornelia Connolly School, high school, woman's school in Anaheim, California. We were just saying how critical it is to pray the rosary every single day. You can pray it for Catholic education. You can pray it for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all Catholic youth, young adults, so forth, but all Catholic education. In particular, please pray a rosary to keep this school afloat. This is going to be a miracle where people are going to talk about it. Years and years from now, they're going to talk about how prayer, the Blessed Mother, the rosary, generosity made the difference.
And it's so interesting that you said that, because the Venerable Cornelia Connolly is just one miracle away from sainthood. So perhaps this can somehow...
And we pray for her intercession right now. We pray that she intercedes for all the families involved in this incredible, noble endeavor to save Cornelia Connolly High School in Anaheim, California, Women's School. And my brothers and sisters, no one can outdo God's generosity. As I said before, just in summary, there's someone out there that the Lord is touching to give $100,000 or more. There's someone out there that the Lord is touching to head up this endeavor to pray rosaries and to be a leader in terms of organizing that. Again, that's something that we can get through an alumni list and so forth. We're asking all of you to pray every single day for Catholic education and to keep this school solvent. Very, very, very critical. There was another idea that came up at the break, and we're exploring ideas here, right? And another idea was a golf tournament. Maybe some of you have great experience in having a golf tournament, which is often a great fundraiser, because many organizations have them. Your thoughts on that? I mean, all things are possible, right?
Right. You know, part of our Save Connolly parent-led initiative is we are brainstorming like never before in coming up with new creative ways to channel resources for the benefit of Cornelia Connolly School. I agree with you. A golf tournament would be a fantastic way to help the school. But given the time frame that we're working with, some of the more realistic opportunities are more focused on more with near-term results.
Bottom line is this, my brothers and sisters, you can make a difference. And again, why is it so important? We have to put a stake in the ground, and we put a stake in the ground and saying, I believe in our Catholic faith. I believe in the real presence, because quite frankly, 69%, according to a recent survey, of Catholics do not believe in the real presence. Well, guess what? As a Catholic, in a Catholic education, you pretty much should get that, you know, on an ongoing basis about the value and importance of the sacraments. So, so important to understand that we have to support Catholic education. Catholic education provides the environment in which we build our faith. And in particular, with this particular school focusing and having it as a woman's school, tell us again, why is that so important for women to build confidence, the women to be safe, to support one another, to have friends that often are lifelong friends?
Absolutely. Those are formative years. High school years are formative years and leave a lasting impression on lives. You know, yesterday, KABC7 Los Angeles was on campus and interviewed several of our students, and a segment was aired yesterday on the news in Los Angeles. And one of the girls mentioned, you know, why she was drawn to Connolly. And it was partly because she, in middle school, she was bullied. And as someone who was bullied myself, It is life-changing. It is not a good thing. And she spoke so fondly of her experience and her affinity and her connection and her sense of belonging and safety, all those things that are part of a Connolly experience, that it just gratified me, warmed my heart, that this school is providing such an environment for girls.
As you donate to Cornelia Connolly School of the Holy Child Jesus, donations are 100% tax deductible.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so, again, very, very important. And the Save Connolly GoFundMe page is
GoFundMe.com/F/Save-Connolly.
Or they can go directly to the Connolly website
at ConnollySchoolAnaheim.org. Scroll to the bottom to online giving.
So why are you doing this, Greg?
Well, I honestly felt moved by the Holy Spirit. At the moment that the announcement was made, it was made with a certain finality, and I could hear tears behind me. The announcement was made to parents and students, and I applaud the administration for including our girls in that meeting, because it showed, it was such a profound show of respect that the entire community, all the stakeholders, are being brought together to hear this announcement in the same way at the same time. And it moved many girls to tears, and parents too. And I felt at that moment that this was our time. There was not anger in the room. There was just a desire to bring our talents and efforts together. What can we do to help? And at that moment, this movement, the Save Connolly movement, was born. And it has gained traction and momentum. People are bringing their talents together in ways that the school has not seen before. And we're generating results that the school has never seen before.
It's interesting. The last Sunday here, as we record this particular show, last Sunday we had the reading about faith. And faith of that if we believe, we could turn to that mulberry bush and lift it up and throw it in the sea and it shall be done. Faith as big as a mustard seed. Faith to make a difference. We see in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, yet not seen. When we believe, and we're believing right now as a community, our listeners across all of our stations, listening in and believing and praying to support Catholic education, to save Cornelia Connolly High School, as we believe, we're expecting miracles. Most people forget that part. That's why I wrote a book that you can get on Amazon or go to our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. Go under our bookstore and you can order Expect and Experience Miracles. Like the faith of Cornelius, of the centurion, in which he said, "Say but the word and it shall be done." We have to have faith. 11th chapter of Hebrews, verse 6, says that it is through faith that we please God. In fact, it says, "It is impossible to please God without faith, and he will reward those who believe he exists." So we have faith right now that these miracles are happening. We have faith right now with that $100,000 donor, with that person stepping up to organize a minimum of 1,000 rosaries. We have faith right now that a miracle is going to happen. And these women, young women, are going to be transformed by the community. By the community stepping up and believing.
Amen.
By the community banding together and saying, it stops here. The buck stops here. We're not going to let this happen. We have the resources. Orange County and the various radio show stations where people are listening right now, we have resources far, far and above and beyond to make a difference to save this school. And to save this school will be an example of the miracle of the communities coming together to say enough is enough. We believe in Catholic education, which is a precious gift. We believe in saving this school. We believe in making a difference with our time, talent, and treasure. But right now we're asking for that treasure. Amen?
Amen.
Do I hear an amen, amen?
Amen, amen.
I hear two amens. Hallelujah. There I go again. But bottom line is this, my brothers and sisters, I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Be excited for the Lord and make a difference and make a difference and donate and call up Greg. I want his phone just to be buzzing. And your cell phone is
714-317-6060.
If nothing else, call, text him and say, keep going. I'm praying for you. But hopefully you're also saying, and oh, by the way, where do I send that $100 check to, $500 check to, $1,000 check to, or $5, whatever. And what about credit cards?
Credit cards are accepted on GoFundMe as well as direct giving through the Connolly School Anaheim website. And checks are graciously accepted at the school or by mail. And you can find the address at ConnollySchoolAnaheim.org.
Thank you for your yes. Thank you for your courage, Greg. Greg Merrick, who is a Catholic school advocate, who is fighting to keep this school alive, and it will be alive. This will be successful. I believe that with all my heart, soul, might, and strength. So thank you for being on the show. Any last word you have for our listening audience?
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for discerning a gift to the school. I can assure you that the value of this high school is profound, and its legacy is important. And if you believe in these young women, the educators that are shaping them, as well as the crisis facing Catholic education in general, this is a fantastic opportunity to make sure that Cornelia Connolly School isn't added to the statistics of closed Catholic schools.
My brothers and sisters, thank you for your yes. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for making a difference. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for your rosaries. We thank you for everything you're doing to build up the body of Christ, to build up Catholic education, to save Cornelia Connolly High School in Anaheim for these young women. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you and worship you and glorify you. We thank you for the miracle that is happening with Cornelia Connolly School. We thank you for the miracle that's happening within our church, the many miracles. We thank you for the healing of our listening audience, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And I see a lot of physical healings right now. Migraine headaches are being healed. Arthritis is being healed. I see prostate cancer being healed, a breast cancer being healed, several of them. I see a brain cancer being healed. Lung cancer is being healed. I see high blood pressure being healed. Just claim your healing. Claim your healing through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And I bless you with every spiritual blessing. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You've been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio. God, 365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco. October 20th, Luke chapter 5, verse 32. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. I don't know about you, but this is very comforting to me. I have felt at times like the biggest sinner in the world. Regardless, the one thing that I am certain of is that I need a Savior. There is one major difference between Christianity and other faiths. Essentially, all other religions are based on the individual working their way into heaven. Through Christ, we realize that there is only one way to salvation. It is through the grace of God and the blood of Jesus that we are saved. Lord, I praise and thank you for dying on the cross and for your saving grace.
365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco. 365 Days of Praise is available now on Amazon Books or at SpiritFilledHearts.org. That's SpiritFilledHearts.org.
In L.A. County, there are more than 28,000 children in foster care. And sadly, every day more children enter the system. But their story doesn't have to end there. Maybe you've been thinking about starting or expanding your family. If so, there's a child in foster care waiting for you. A simple visit to fosterall.org can change the course of a child's life and yours. As a proud partner with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Foster All takes the guesswork out of navigating the foster adopt process and will match you with a foster family agency that suits your needs. Each agency is different, so let Foster All be your guide. Log on to fosterall.org. There's a community of amazing people waiting to support your decision to love a child. And Foster All is right beside you the entire way. Do you have room in your heart and your home for a child? Begin your journey with Foster All today at fosterall.org. That's fosterall.org.